And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers. Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the mighty 1090, as you heard from the first half of the show. Unfortunately, no Pete Gray today. He is traveling back from that awesome trip down to Mazatlan. We heard that great live broadcast yesterday with everybody, Ken Frankie from the Sport Fishing Association in California, and boy, a crazy panel of guests down there. Lots of fun, very informative show, and sounds like a very cool destination. Looking forward to check out myself. But in the studio today, we're having fun. Like we said, it's a solo show today. Today is just all about your show. We're just going to be having fun. We're taking phone calls, catch reports, questions. It's a great time. If you would like to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, it's all about you. You want to call and tell a story, ask a question about some tackle to myself or to Ryan, or just have some fun, we would love to hear from you this morning. There's two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. That's your shot to get through. And not only going to get a chance to have your questions answered, you're also going to win an awesome prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win the grand prize of the AFTCO Performance Clothing Package. It's very cool, and we sure appreciate our friends up at AFTCO for putting this together for us. You're going to get a pair of AFTCO Performance board shorts, one of those AFTCO Performance sun protection shirts, and the AFTCO face mask. The entire package is worth close to $150. At the end of the show, Ryan's going to give you a call, get whatever size you want. You're going to get dialed in on a cool clothing package from our good friends at AFTCO. So again, if you want to get your shot at that awesome prize, have a chance to ask a question, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. 1090 is your chance to get through. Want to remind you, too, another great opportunity to go fishing. If you go to our trips page, check out our website, hookup1090.com. Right up at the top, if you hit the trips page, you're going to see all of the great Let's Talk Hookup trips that we run throughout the year. There's a lot of great trips coming up here. And one that I wanted to mention specifically was aboard the Angler Management. And Angler Management, our good friend Bob Aronson, Bob and Tony, we've heard him on the show several times before, have a couple of different trips that they offer. And we're running one on June the 9th. So a few weeks away, June the 9th, it's a three-quarter day, four-pack trip to the Coronado Islands. And the thing that I like so much about this trip is it's very unique in that you're basically going to get to go fishing on an extremely high-end but private boat style. Bob Aronson and Angler Management has a 26-foot Scout. It's a beautiful boat, ideal for fishing Coronado Islands. Twin 200 Yamaha outboards. The boat is extremely fast, very quiet, very comfortable. And for a boat of that size, huge bait capacity. Two bait tanks on board the boat. Lots of bait. You're going to be able to get in on that great local fishing like that the Coronado Islands has had. There's been some yellowtail up and down the beach, both, all the way up to Del Mar, down below the islands to the rock pile. And all of that is going to be accessible on a trip like that. The cost is only $275 per person, and there are still a couple of spots open. Again, it's a three-quarter day trip, a couple of spots open, departing June the 9th. So if you want to get more information, you can always check our website, hookup1090.com, go to the trips page. You can reserve right there if you want to get more information and book your spot, or if you just want to charter one of those great trips. Again, call 760-310-7802. That's Angler Management. Bob Aronson will get you hooked up, and you'll get an opportunity to go on that great trip because it's a great way to fish the islands. No ride time on a quick boat like that. Very comfortable, and Bob does a great job on putting everything together for you. So, hey, with that, we're going to jump back into the phones. They are jam-packed. Started off this morning with John, who's calling us from Fallbrook. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, thank you, Ricky. I appreciate taking my call. A quick couple questions. We're headed to Rancho Leonero for the Let's Talk Hookup tournament in June.
All right.
And looking forward to it. Never been there. Been across the bay to the Van Warmer resorts, but never to Rancho Leonero. Two questions. What size ice chest should I take for my wife and I?
A good question there. You know, I like the 48 quart, you know, kind of standard ice chest. And now it's entirely up to you as far as what size you want to take, but, airline restrictions still limit you to the 50 pound weight limit. And a 50 quart cooler is going to allow you, your 50 pounds with a little bit of room to spare, or the 48 quart rather, that's kind of the standard size. You can certainly get away with a slightly smaller one and still have the fish. The nice thing about the 48 quart is it's a fairly large cooler, but still easy enough to handle. Handles on both sides, so you and your wife can share the duty in bringing it on. And then on your way down, it's large enough that you could probably put your clothes or something in there. So I would say when you're traveling down, put your duffel bag inside of the cooler and check it that way so you're not doubled up on the amount of bags that you're checking. And then on your way home, a 48-quart cooler allows for plenty of fish, plenty of space, but not so big that you get yourself too overloaded and are having to pay extra fees. And the one thing I could say, too, that with a 48-quart cooler and staying under 50 pounds, you're still going to have some space left over in that cooler. And a couple of towels to help eat up some of that airspace will help keep your fish, you'll keep from defrosting as well. So, you know, throwing in a couple of just kind of killing the open airspace will help with that. But anyways, to answer your question, I like a 48-quart cooler.
Perfect. And the next question, I heard about the Marauder with some wire. What other terminal tackle should I take? I'm hoping to use the ranch's fish poles and reels.
Sure. You know, the beauty of going down there, John, is you really don't. You don't need to have a lot of gear. The ranch provides everything a guy can need, but just like we talked about earlier, anything that you want to bring, you definitely can. So if you wanted to try and target a wahoo, like we were talking about with Gary there, a medium-sized Marauder or any type of swimming plug. And one of the rigs that a guys that we don't see as often on the long-range boats, but most of the Pongeros seem to prefer, are those X-Rap Rapalas, the X-Rap 20s and X-Rap 30s. But some type of fast-moving swimming plug, whether it be a Marauder or a Rapala, and then, yeah, a little bit of wire. I would say long-range-wise, we usually rig those with 275-pound wire. I think if you were fishing in the East Cape, you could probably get away with a little bit lighter, you know, 135, something like that. And you don't need a ton of wire. A 12 to 24 inch section would be more than enough. And you know, like I said, if whether you use multi-strand or single strand, both certainly work. Multi-strand seems to be a little bit easier for a guy to rig because you can just crimp it into place. Single strand you would attach via a haywire twist, but it's a little bit skinnier, so you can sometimes get away with a little smaller diameter wire, or you can use a heavier gauge and keep the same diameter as the multi-strand would.
And the Lacatus, should I bring one?
You know, I mean, they definitely would work. I'd say, again, it just all depends on the type of fishing that you want to do. That Lucanus jig is a good, you know, bottom fish lure and would certainly have your shot at all the, you know, different reef fish that's around, maybe a pargo or things like that. I think you just kind of got to decide the type of fishing that you want to encounter. If it's going to be more trying to catch a wahoo and a marlin and a dorado offshore, probably not a lot of need for it. Or if it's the opposite and you want to spend more time inshore just targeting fun fish, something, you know, to keep bites and steady action all day, and you're wanting to fish in towards the beach and on the hard wrecks and reef, then definitely throw one in.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much. You're doing a great job there running solo.
Hey, thanks, John. Well, we're having fun. It's easy when you're having a good time. So, John, appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to seeing you down at the ranch.
Yes, sir. See you soon.
All right, John. Appreciate that phone call very much. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on. It's time for our FishDope.com report, and the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is standing by, and today that catch report is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. It's the big fish season, and the Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook is the one that's putting big fish on the deck. It has the strength and durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store, and let's talk to him. He's on the line, Captain Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, good morning.
How you doing, brother?
I am doing really good. I wish the wind would stop blowing, though.
I wish that as well.
My goodness. Well, it finally happened, guys. The water finally turned over on the beach. Yesterday, coming out of Dana Point Harbor, for me anyway, on the boat I was on, the water was 56 degrees.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's chilly.
It happened. I mean, we've all been blessed this winter that the water never got cold, but it turned over there. Hopefully it bounces back. I'm not sure, but the big news, Rick, is what happened on the eclipse yesterday. There are tuna in U.S. waters, bluefin and yellowfin. I know there wasn't any big counts, but hey, it's April. It's in the U.S. waters, and that's big news, guys.
That's great news. Yeah, we heard from Adam earlier in the show there, and how exciting to know that the tuna fishing officially is on in U.S. waters.
Yeah, the incredible thing is, guys, is that the weather was just about as bad as it could possibly be. So to think that he was able to even catch a fish in that weather was pretty incredible, guys. I mean, it was blowing about as hard as it can blow and still be out on the water. So that's a good sign, because as soon as this wind stops blowing, I think you're going to see some phenomenal fishing out there. The airplane saw some huge schools last week. That's why everybody ran out to that area. Then at Catalina, guys, there was a little bit of a sea bass fight at a couple of different spots there during the week before all the wind blew. There was a couple of spots on the backside of the island there. There was some sea bass. There's a little bit of bait over there. I think that because the water rolled over and it got cold, I think we might have a chance of seeing some squid here in May at a few of the standard spots over there at Catalina now that the water's not 65, 66 degrees. So I might want to watch that over there at Catalina. As far as the coast goes, who knows what's going to happen here with that water dumping over like it did. It's very, very cold on the coast. So we're just going to have to play it by ear and see what happens this week, guys.
Pay attention
to what's going on Fish Dope.
That's exactly the call, Dave. And it's one thing to catch fish when they're biting everywhere. Having a FishDope.com subscription is so important in times like these where there's isolated areas of good fishing. It's a little bit harder to find the conditions. How nice is it that you can just log right on and find out where it is biting and when it is biting and keep in track, both in using Fish Dope for the sea surface temperature charts to find where that warm water is, the hot bite icons to find out where things are biting. Obviously, Danny will be keeping up now every day, I'm sure, getting us updates on that offshore grounds. There's lots of great information to be had on Fish Dope. And if you want to save $20 on a yearly subscription to Fish Dope, right now you can use the promo code Hook Up Now. Hook Up Now. All lowercase, no spaces, going to save you $20 on a yearly subscription. And this is when Fish Dope really pays for itself.
Absolutely. Danny keeps up on what's going on. So does Jason. They keep up on what's going on all over the place out there. So what I would suggest is just watch what's going on with Fish Dope this week and see what happens.
It's
going to bounce back. The wind's going to stop blowing. The water's going to get warm. Fish are going to start biting again. It's just about getting out there.
Speaking my language, Dave, if somebody wants to have you on the boat and show them where to go when the conditions are right, how do we do it?
Well, guys, if you want, I come with you on your boat, teach you how to use all the electronics, show you where to fish, how to fish, what to fish for. Give me a call at 949-374-0786 or look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. All right, guys, Kelly and I are going to head down to San Diego and go to SeaWorld today.
Have fun. Go look at some fish. Appreciate it, Dave. Great job, and we will look forward to talking to you next week. All right, appreciate that very much. Hey, we got a special guy on the line. That's our good buddy Ron Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaks is on the line. What's up, Ron?
Hey, I'm sitting out here in Mission Bay on a fishing mission.
Awesome. How's the fishing mission going this morning?
Oh, it's on fire. Everybody's catching fish. We've got calicos. we just caught a bunch of calicos and spotted bay bass. And yesterday we did a fishing mission. It was really good, too. We caught some halibut and been big fun out here.
That's awesome. Awesome news, and I'm glad to hear that fishing mission is in full swing. What a perfect day for it, too. Nice morning on Mission Bay. Go out, catch a few fish, and have a nice lunch. What a cool day.
It's great. We're so spoiled to live in San Diego. You know, you can just paddle right out in Mission Bay and catch all these little fish, and I just throw them back and giggle the whole time. I love it.
It's so cool. Well, one of the reasons I know you're calling, we got a very fun event coming up here on June the 3rd, and it's been an annual tradition for several years now, and that's the Shimano Let's Talk Hookup On the Water Seminar Mothership Trip aboard the Islander. It's a kayak mothership trip, a day-and-a-half trip that I know you've been on several times. And how cool of an experience is that Islander mothership trip, Ron?
Well, you know, it's funny that, you know, as we paddled out this morning, one of the gentlemen that's on a fishing mission right now is scheduled to go on that trip. And as we were paddling out to, you know, under the bridges here to fish, he's talking about how excited he is. And I've got to tell you, that is one of the best boats, best setups to fish for calicos. A lot of guys will go out and try to catch yellowtail and white sea bass, and that's all good. You know, I mean, that's really fun. But when you're sitting in a kayak on a boiler rock catching big old, I'm sitting right next to Afrin of Butte, and he just caught a fish sitting right next to me.
So cool.
Anyway, catching those big calicos on those plastics over in San Clemente Island, so much fun. And that boat, the Islander, what a great crew, what a great boat, and they just take such good care of you.
It's crazy how well they have that boat set up for doing that style of trip, both with the storage of the boats. You know, they have custom-built racks that will store your boat for you. But the biggest thing is how well they are at getting the boats into the water, and then the platform for loading it. I know you've done it several times. Maybe you could walk our listeners there through what it's like to get onto the boat and how easy it is to board your kayak from the mothership and then have access to San Clemente, basically the best fishing destination you could ever want to be at in a kayak.
You know, it is so seamless. I wake up in the morning and I'm kind of, you know, coming out of the bunks, and all of a sudden the whole crew has got all the boats staged. You just right off that swim step right in a boat. You make a couple circles, turn your bait tank on. They put a big old scoop of bait on your boat, and then you're off fishing in just this, you know, this, it's gorgeous out there, and with the boiler rocks and movement, it's calico fishing at its best. Now, then the boat moves down, so as you drift right back to the boat, you can get more bait, they have a great lunch. I mean, I gotta tell you, this is like one of those premier mothership trip fishing trip.
It's cool the way that after so many years of doing it, how dialed they have it. You know, they have an inflatable skiff in the water, outboard powered, that a crew member is in all the time. Everybody's going to have, you know, has their handheld radio. If you need a little shot of bait, if you just need a cold beer and a cheeseburger run out to you, wave your paddle in the air, they'll zip one out to you. And like you say, the mothership takes into account the direction of the current and the wind, and when they drop everybody off, they'll pull the anchor and they'll move downwind so everybody drifts and fishes right back to the boat. So it's an easy pedal when you want to get back to the boat and take a little breather, or you just need another shot of bait or whatever. They've just got everything set up so right for you, and the swim step that John built for the boat is what makes it so cool. If you could imagine,
you just step down on it and sit right into your boat, and away you go. And you know, they're real safety. It's not their first time doing this.
Exactly,
this is an easy, seamless thing. Now, I wouldn't put brand new Outbacks with the brand new, you know, seats in them if they were going to mess them up. So I got to tell you, I'm going to take 10 of my boats on this trip.
So cool. Very, very fun. Well, it's a great opportunity and really fun fishing. And I know that it fills up every year. And now that we're getting close to it is when all those spots go. But I do know there are still a few spots available. If you want to go, it's a Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water Seminar trip. And they are booked through individual tackle stores, all these Shimano trips. And this particular one is booked through Fisherman's Landing Tackle. So if you want to call, talk to myself or Ryan or Doug or Brandon or Dale, any of the guys at the shop, you'll have an opportunity to book your trip on the Islander on that Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water Seminar. You call Fisherman's Landing, area code 619-221-8506. That'll book your trip on the mothership trip and get to go fishing with Ron and just get in on all the great fun. And I just can't begin to thank you enough for taking enough time, Ron. I know you're out fishing and having fun this morning, but I know there wasn't a better person to talk about how great that mothership trip is than yourself.
Well, you know, and that crew really looks out for you. I don't know if anybody knows this, but 2 years ago, there was a huge south swell that hit, and I get this call from the, you know, mothership, "Hey, Ron, come back to boat, get your board." And they took me over, and my son and I surfed those epic waves right on that south end by ourselves for 3 hours. So they aimed to please, and I can't tell you enough how good that boat is and that crew.
Couldn't agree with you more. Whether you're a fisherman, a diver, just a hardcore kayaker, whatever you want, the Islander does it right. Ron, great job. Really appreciate it. I know you got Fishing Mission today. Are there any other Fishing Mission spots available? I know how popular they were, and I know Pete kind of hinted that there might be some more coming up. Any word on that?
Yeah, what we're doing is we actually booked all 10 you know, dates. So it looks like on our website it's filled up. We added two more dates, which we booked out in like a week. We are going to add some more dates. It'll be a thing where what people should do is they should call into the store and get on our waiting list. And what we do is we call people to say when we have a date. So it's more of a, you know, if you're interested in going, just give us a call down at the shop at 619-222-0766. You can talk to Bailey or myself and, you know, just tell us a little bit about what, you know, what you're wanting to do. I mean, we can actually custom make Fishing Missions for five or more. So it's been such a huge success.
That's awesome, Ron. Great job. Hey, appreciate that. Get back to fishing. I know you don't want Afrin getting too far up in front of you on the fish count because once he...
Yeah, he's up on me, but I got a calico.
Oh, there you go. Well, you got the exotic, so you're good. Ron, great job. Appreciate that.
Thanks.
Have fun at the Fishing Mission. We'll talk to you real soon. Thanks a lot for that, buddy. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company, selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987. Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Unistrut, the original metal framing system featuring the unique webless connection. Unistrut metal framing is the time and money-saving alternative to conventional support methods. Come see the largest supply of Unistrut at Jobsite Supply. Check jobsitesupplyco.com for more details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are pretty darn packed up. If you want to get through, the only line open right now is one of our toll-free numbers. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Hey, last week we got to hear from Bart Hall. It was really cool to have our catch reporter be the man himself, Bart Hall, who was up in Mammoth enjoying that great fishing. And we heard a little bit of the word on how good his fishing was. And after the dust had settled, what a crazy opening weekend it was in Mammoth Lakes. They had 12 inches of snow that they received, but it definitely didn't stop the great fishing that was going on there. And we heard a little bit from Bart about the upper elevation lakes doing very well. Crowley had really good fishing. Department of Fish and Wildlife stocked the Mammoth Lakes Basin on the 19th of April, and there's going to be private stockings that continue. Again, there was another one on May 1st, just a couple of days ago there, with 1,200 pounds of trophy trout that are going to be distributed in all the different lakes in the basin there. So great fishing there. The top picks as far as catching fish goes from the guys at Mammoth, they gave us a little report there. Best baits were inflated night crawlers, power eggs, and gulp baits. The best lures included cyclones, Thomas Buoyants, and lip rippers. And then as far as trolling goes, there was the needlefish, stick night spoons, and then the Ford Fender. So certainly some good fishing there. Fly guys were strip streamer patterns. So sounds like there was some really good fishing to be had, and it's only going to continue. And glad to hear that they got some snow and some biting fish in Mammoth. So I know everybody that's got their trips booked up there is going to be looking forward to some of that great fishing. Well, hey, the phone lines are packed up. If you want to get through, this is your chance right now. We're going to jump back into the phones and talk to Mike calling us from Rosemead this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Rick. I'll ask a question and get off the air, but years ago in my younger years, I used to go snow skiing, and the ski goggles used to have interchangeable colored lenses to match the conditions that be.
Right.
Now, on the sunglass end of it, I couldn't afford a whole arsenal of higher-end Maui Jim sunglasses, and you being who you are, have the accessibility to test and, you know, see what best sunglass would match all the conditions. You follow my question there?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. That's a great call, and I appreciate the question and appreciate the phone call very much. I would say sunglass lens depends a little bit on what you do with them and the areas that you're fishing in slightly. But as a very general answer, if I was going to pick one lens color to do everything from Maui Jim, I like that the HCL lens. It's like a bronze, almost amber colored lens. I like that because it's not the darkest lens that they have, so you're going to be able to wear it earlier in the day and later into the afternoon because it doesn't darken things up too much. And I would say, although we do live in Southern California, sunny weather, a lot of times offshore we're faced more often with a little bit of gray, marine layer, overcast, and sometimes a traditional gray lens might be a little bit for that. Now, just as you said, Mike, conditions always change, and in a perfect scenario, offshore, bright sun, there's nothing like the Maui gray. That's the nicest lens, that is going to allow your eyes to relax the most and have the best opportunity at, protecting the sun. But I like that bronze HCL lens because it offers really good color contrast. So seeing a kelp, I think it makes the kelps pop a little bit better for me. I really like that HCL lens. The other one that I really like, and you've heard Pete and I talk about it, is that HT lens. And it's a brighter lens. Almost a hint of yellow, but not like the old school driving glasses where it yellows everything out. It's a very, very clear and crisp lens, and that's excellent on the darker days when you are overcast. But on a real bright day, it doesn't offer as much darkening as like a gray lens. So for me, that HCL lens is the perfect mix of I can still wear them when it's a little bit overcast, but they still offer enough protection and shade when it's real bright. So that's my favorite, and I at least hope it helps, and certainly appreciate the phone call very much. How about next up we jump back into the phones, talk to John, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
All right. Good morning, Rick. Really nice how you're holding up shop there.
Thanks, John. Having fun.
It is. Bigger, better answers. It's fantastic. Look, I'd like to listen to a few pages of your trolling techniques. I'm kind of projecting into the tuna season, hoping, like everybody, and maybe this year, Big Eye. So if we're going out for yellowfin and we want to possibly hook up into a big eye, what do you suggest? Is it going to be more feathers? Is it rough hours? How far back? We're in the wake. Could you give us a little bit of that scoop?
Sure. You know, big eye would be... Big eye, certainly I wouldn't be able to give you the best answer, John, only because, you know, when the big eye thing was really happening, it was just a little bit before my time of local offshore fishing. Definitely a student of it working for Doug and could probably give you the right answer, but I wish it was the right answer from personal experience, and it just isn't, because I haven't had the fortune of the old days of trolling around the 9 Mile Bank, the 302, and having the 4.0s go off and all get spooled by everybody. But as far as big eye goes, the things that would happen would be bigger jigs. I know that that's what a lot of guys caught their big eyes on. Not to say that there weren't plenty of times when they would eat the standard Mexican flag feather when guys are trolling. But I know when I first started in the shop and there was a little bit of big eye around, guys would use the next size larger Zucker feathers. They called them Tuna Wahoo feathers, the TWF. It's like a half again or maybe two times as large as a normal feather. That was always a very popular one. Black and purple with an amber head was always like that was the big eye lure. That was the one you trolled in hopes of getting that. Also, some of the local striped marlin jigs were really effective for big eye, especially the clone type lures. Cousins makes a really nice clone that's kind of like the old Seven Strand 1220C. It's like a bullet-shaped marlin jig that is kind of the shape of a traditional tuna lure. Kind of comes down to a point, and they're about 12 inches or so, like a mackerel pattern thing. As far as pattern and spread goes, you know, I would say pretty darn traditional to what your local tuna would be. Nothing really changed there. Maybe one bigger lure at the back of the spread, something like that. But I think just a little bit larger in size would be how a guy might try to target. Obviously, we need the fish to show up first. But a couple of big jigs in the spread, maybe a swimming plug of some kind, an X-Rab Rapala, even a Marauder, something along those lines. So a little bit bigger lures. Another thing that we used to do back in the day at the shop was sometimes guys would just stack two Zucker feathers right on top of each other, just put one on the line, another one right on top of that, and that would give you your little bigger profile. Plus, it's a little bit heavier. Sometimes big jigs would go out like on the way home from the albacore trip when the boat's making a higher speed than they would be when you're fishing. They put a couple of big lures out, and it might be just as much because that lure trolls better with a little bigger, heavier size than it does the fish trying to eat a bigger one. So I hope that helps at least a little bit, John.
No, it does. I have to remember back to the 80s. Yeah, it was way back in the 80s, and it was like the Mexican flag, zucchinis. It was feathers, but if I remember, they crashed the boat and wasn't sure if it was inside first wake, but all is good, heavier, bigger, larger, and they'll still work on the yellowfin, right?
You got it. That's for sure, too. You know, you'd be amazed at how big of a lure, even that school-size yellowfin last year, we had plenty of trips when we were out trolling, you know, for local marlin with our standard Zucker 3.5 size marlin jigs, and you'd see a 10-pound yellowfin that was no bigger than the lure itself climb on it. So I don't think you can use too big a one. If you wanted to put a couple of big lures out in your spread, maybe you'll get a bite from a marlin, and if the horseshoe is really there in the boat, maybe you'll get lucky and hang that big eye, John.
Thank you much.
All right, man. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks for calling. Like I said, that's the whole deal of the show today. We're just having fun, no guests, asking questions and having fun, and we would certainly love to hear from you, just like John. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Tom calling from San Diego. What's up, Tom?
Oh, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Tom. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. I wanted to say, by the way, I remember fondly visits down to Mazatlan and Puerto Vallarta, but it was back in 1972, so maybe it's time to check them out again.
Sounds like it's time.
My question is, you know, this year with the reduced catch for bluefin and not knowing what we're going to have in Mexico, do you think tactics will change a little bit in that maybe if you hook a smaller one, people might be more inclined to cut them off, or what do you see happening?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you've got to kind of know the conditions going into it. You know, I mean, if it's scratchy fishing, I certainly would probably not do that. But if for the last 10 trips in a row there has been, you know, limit-style fishing of – you know, like the size of fish we were catching last year, that big 30 and 40 and even 50-pound grade fish, and early in the morning and you've already had two successful stops and you get a 20-pounder, I could definitely see guys choosing to shake off or release a smaller fish. But, you know, as anything, that's a personal preference. I mean, I think we all would love to catch nothing but 50-pounders, but, you know, with that being said, if you had two, you know, 20-pound bluefin tunas, again, reality is that's probably more than enough as far as making all the sashimi rolls you'd ever want to make for the rest of the day. So I think it's just going to be a matter of personal preference, see how good the fish is biting. But, yeah, I could definitely see a few more fish getting shook back this year.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't want to sound, you know, too whatever. Just if you are looking for that larger fish,
sure.
you could be shut out if you happen to bag a couple of nice ones. You know, 15, 20 pounds are definitely edible. I like them very much. But anyhow, what would you review again as the best lures from last year for bluefin?
Last year, the best thing I saw for bluefin for sure was that Shimano Flatfall. I think that that's the first lure that's come out in several years that, you know, is not worldly different from everything else that's been there. It's still a fairly flat metal jig, you know, like all the other previous lures before it, a Mega Bait and a Colt Sniper and a Laser Minnow. So it's not worldly different in shape, but I would say worldly different in effectiveness. Those things worked so, so good, so much better than lures that are similar in shape to them. So I would say as far as effectiveness goes, that's what I would say. That Shimano Flatfall Butterfly Jig was probably about the best thing that I saw last year as far as working for bluefin. You know, when spots are up and splashing around, bluefin can be notorious for the spots going up and down very quickly. And from a private boat and from a sport boat both, sometimes it's really effective to have a lure that you can throw a ways when the boat is still sliding up to the spot, if you can get it in the middle of the fish while they're still splashing around and having bait pushed up on the surface. And I really liked that 4-ounce Shimano Colt Sniper. You know, it's a dart-style jig, but it's got a really good hook and good split rings. And so that can be good on a longer rod, like an 8-foot rod, that you can cast a long ways and hit the spot while you're still sliding up to it before it goes down. So those would be a couple of jigs, if you were looking for a bluefin, Tom, that I'd make sure to have in my arsenal.
Hey, I appreciate that. I will make sure I have a couple of each.
All right, Tom. Appreciate the phone call very much, and thank you for hanging in there with us. Appreciate it very much. Let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Kalani, calling us from Bonita Village this morning. Good morning, Kalani. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick.
Hey, what's up, Kalani? How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Doing my little walk exercise right now.
Oh, right on.
I had a question for you about yellowtail.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
What would be your go-to lure for yellowtail? I saw you with, I think, poppers on a video recently.
You know, go-to would depend a little bit, Kalani, on what you were doing and where you're at and how the fish were catching. If you were on a private boat and you were just looking to get yourself located, there isn't a better lure for catching a yellowtail than a Rapala. And I really like the new X-Rap series. The CD-14s and CD-18s, which are the original Rapalas that we all grew up fishing, still work awesome, and they definitely didn't stop working. But I definitely like that newer style X-Rap better. It's a newer style where the bill is molded into the bait itself. I think they run a little truer, and they don't take any... that you don't need to tune them, basically. They always run straight. I think they track a little faster. So I would troll an X-Rap 20 or an X-Rap 30 as far as getting yourself located. If it was a lure for fish up on the surface, I don't think you can beat a larger surface iron. Salus 7X or a Tatty 45, those would be my favorite ways to catch a fish with a surface lure. And the one thing that, with as fun as surface iron fishing is, that we always forget about how effective the yo-yo jig is. And as far as yo-yo jig, my favorite would be a 6X Junior. So nothing special as far as the colors go. I think it certainly makes a whole lot less importance on how the lure looks as far as what it swims. And I think general, a good swimming Tatty 45 is hard, if not impossible, to beat. A Salus 7X Lite is a really good swimming lure and very consistent. You know, the majority of the Salus 7Xs that you pull off the shelf all swim great. So I would go that route if you were looking for a surface lure, a Sala 7X Lite or Taddy 45, and trolling with an X-Rap 20 or 30 would be my favorite. Kalani, appreciate the phone call very much. How about next up we talk to Kenny, calling us from Hawaiian Guard this morning. Good morning, Kenny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, everybody. We had a little shaker up here this morning, early this morning.
Well, hope everybody's all right, Kenny.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, I got a question for you. I love my Shimano stuff, all my new stuff with the braid and everything, but I'm going to break out an old glass rod for fishing surface irons and stuff.
All right. Good call.
I got a 322 Newell, P322 Newell. I'm going to send it into a shop to have them go through it, like bearings and drags. What is there any different kind of little like hop-ups or anything I can do, like just drags and stuff, or what should I suggest have them done on it?
You know, I wouldn't say anything that's extra out of the ordinary, Kenny. I think exactly what you're doing is the best thing for it. The fortunate thing, you know, Newell's obviously one of the best casting reels that was ever made. Unfortunately, haven't been made, nor have the parts been made for quite a few years. So the only issue is if something goes wrong that's not drags or bearings, you'll run into an issue. But fortunately, they share the same – a 300 series Newell shares the same drag washer as a Pen 500. So those are still certainly being made both in aftermarket and directly from Pen. So a good set of drags is all you need, and I don't think you need to do anything fancy. Just the regular Pen HT100s or those Carbon-Tex washers would be perfect for it. And it shares the same size bearings as a Pen reel, so the fortunate is you don't really need anything. There are upgraded aftermarket bearings that a guy could put into one, but if you had a good set of regular Pen or Newell bearings, that thing is going to free spool awesome, and I don't think that spending a lot of extra money for an aftermarket bearing is going to do too much to you. So have the reel clean, you know, not a ton of grease. Grease is great on moving parts that is going to keep your reel from getting corroded and things like that, but you don't want it near the bearings. You know, maybe just a real light drop of light oil on a new set of bearings and a new set of drags, and that reel is going to free spool awesome for you. It's not going to have the torque or power once you hook a fish like some of the newer reels like a Shimano Torium 20 or a Trinidad that have all that high power, but nothing free spools like a light star drag Newell, Kenny. I think you'll really like it.
Hey, I'm going to use Pink Andy on it. What should I go, 30, 40 pounds?
It depends a little bit on the area that you're fishing. You certainly got the two line sizes right, 30 or 40. 30 is going to be a better casting line, a little thinner diameter, and it comes off the reel a little better, and it casts a little better. But fishing down here in San Diego where we do, it's all about 40 pound. And the reason is, you know, we've got an added issue with dealing with fish and sea lions. And, you know, it no longer is just about getting a bite these days. It's about getting a bite and getting your fish to the boat before a seal eats it or before you get rocked or kelped or all these things. So down here, I would say you just about have to fish 40 pound. If you're in an area that doesn't have as much pressure from sea lions, 30 pound is plenty appropriate and heavy enough for landing a fish, and it does cast a little better. But if you're asking me, every surface iron rod that I fish nowadays, at least on a full-size jig, is got that 40 pound.
All right, hey, thanks a lot, you guys.
Kenny, appreciate the phone call very much. Todd in San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Rick. How you doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Great. Hey, I wanted to talk about some yo-yos and surface irons.
All right.
I'm taking up casting as a hobby, you know, some lead casting and aluminum casting. And since you are the tackle guru, I thought I'd talk to the best man about this.
I don't know about that, but I'd be happy to try. What do you got?
Hey, so I'm looking at, you know, the tensile strength of lead is pretty low.
Okay.
I'm wondering what the commercial guys use to increase the tensile strength on the yo-yo jigs. Is it, you know, copper? Is it zinc? And I don't know if you know any of the percentages. And then also I'm going to be doing the aluminum for topwater. Are they making any alloys with that, or is it straight up aluminum? And then the last part of the question is, you know, with the looking at lead as being a fan for fishing gear, are the companies looking to new or different alloys or resins as replacements for the lead?
Todd, those are all really good questions and very well thought out, and I would love to give you the answer. I got to give you the honest one of I just don't know. You know what I mean? I know that you're certainly well-versed in doing the right things, and I just don't have an answer for you, and I wish that I did. I think it would be a very interesting topic, and love to hear from Matt Salas or Joey from Taddy, one of those guys, one of these days, about what goes into it. But as far as percentages and alloys and how they create the strength, you know, obviously you don't want it too heavy and you still want the lure to be able to swim, and it's got to have the strength from when, you know, the fish gets gaffed and thrown over the rail. You don't want the thin part of the jig breaking so your ring falls out. But it's a great question, and we'll certainly love to try and research and get the answer for you, Todd. But as far as right now, I wish I knew percentages. It's just not one that I'm familiar with.
That'd be great, Rick. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Do you think if I could just contact those guys directly, just email them, or how should I go about that?
I mean, that would be the first thing I would check for sure. I couldn't tell you. You know, I don't know. I doubt that an industry guy would want to give up their secrets, but I'll bet they're both, you know, family-run business, very cool guys, and I don't think it would hurt. That would at least be the where I would start the process for sure.
All right, well, thanks, Rick.
Hey, Todd, appreciate the phone call very much. Let's try and sneak one more caller in before the break. John and Mira Mesa, only about 30 seconds. You got a quick one for us, John?
Yeah, I heard Ron earlier say that he's got 10 boats on the Islander trip. How many bassers do they think on that?
So the Islander kayak trip, I believe, is limited to 20 passengers, and we'll be able to confirm that for you when we come back from the break. And I know that Ron was bringing 10 boats. So the first 10 people that signed up that didn't have their own kayak were going to be able to have use of that. And Ryan might be able to correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe all of the spots for the free boats have already been claimed. So the remaining spots, I'm getting the thumbs up there. So the remaining spots would just be for anglers that do have their own boats that want to bring on the mothership trip.
That does it. Thank you.
John, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself the full AFCO clothing package. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This spring and summer, Angler Management continues to offer the finest 4- and 6-pack operation and great value. Angler Management Sport Fishing and Captain Bob Aronson have developed the ultimate charter operation aboard two fine boats. A 35-foot Cabo Yacht Sport Fisher for up to 6 anglers, or a 26-foot Scout for up to 4 anglers. Now you can catch everything from yellowtail to tuna aboard these magnificent boats. Come join the Let's Talk Hookup sponsor trips, or check out amsportfishing.com and book your own charter.
Meet the innovation award-winning Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes at 300, 250, and 225 horsepower. These Predators are up to 73 pounds lighter than the competition. And with class-leading 4.2-liter displacements, they're up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM than comparable 4-strokes. And now they're available with Hellmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Meet the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes today at your local Yamaha dealer. Hellmaster available with V6 is purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
We're kind of unique for the fact that I think we're really the last of the old Baja fishing style hotels. It's 1,000 acres altogether, and the hotel's small. It's only a 34-room hotel. We don't aspire to be bigger. We just aspire to be better. We've been working on the ranch continually. You know, I did a $500,000 renovation, upgrading the hotel, the bar. We put in new split air conditioning in rooms 1 through 5. They're like an icebox inside. We did a complete new gymnasium. We've been adding boats and upgrading our boat fleet. We're constantly working on the grounds. I'm having my daughter down there. She's a gardener, so the grounds and everything is much better. From maintaining the rooms, putting in mirrors, putting in beds. I replaced every bed in the hotel. They're awesome beds. We have the best beds in all of Baja, not just the East Cape. People love the beds. You know, the bedding and the higher quality towels. Just trying to do it a little bit better. It's a special place. Come down and relax. RanchoLeonero.com.
Fish and Mission is the best way to get involved in the growing sport of kayak fishing. And Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay will host this great event every Sunday in April and May. Now you can take part in a kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted 2015 Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome too. A 5-hour, fully guided kayak fishing trip on Mission Bay, including use of the latest model Hobie kayak, fishing gear, and more. It's Fish and Mission with Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Easy to sign up online at fastlanesailing.com or call 619-222-0766. Sign up soon. They will sell out.
XERS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Well, the end of a very unique show, and I want to say sorry to our good buddy John, who just wasn't able to make it there. Did hear from him in the show and wish him the very best, and no problem. We're going to get John back in the studio right away because I know a lot of people were standing by looking to have their questions answered about the Islander, and we're going to do just that. But, hey, want to remind you again, those Islander kayak trips, a lot of fun. There's a lot of the Islander kayak trips that are going on right now, and if you want to join us on our trip in June, again, it's booked through Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Just give us a call, area code 619-221-8506, or you can jump on that trip or any of the great trips. You can always contact Island directly, or you can call Fisherman's Landing to book any trip on the Islander, 619 area code 221-8500. We'll put you through to the landing office. And like we said, just a fun show, lots of good calls. I really appreciate everybody hanging with me on a solo day. I had lots of fun, and I hope you enjoyed it. Want to say a big congratulations. The winner of the AFCO clothing package is going to Todd in San Diego. Todd, you're going to love your new gear. Really appreciate that. We appreciate you listening. Lots of fun. Another couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. Looking forward to it. Saturday, Mark Rayer and Jack Nielsen from Gen Ren Sport Fishing are going to be in here talking all about the East Cape and Mark's brand new boat. Some exciting news there. And then Sunday, Captain Mark Gillette from the Eclipse, the guys that started the tuna season off again this year. Hey, we're looking forward to having you next weekend. Another couple of great shows. You stay tuned. Bike Week Radio is next right here on the Mighty 1090.